This is Wien's Lai, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC PolyU, presenting to you Main Pulse Editorial. Flat sales tactics. The government has proposed three rules governing the sale of uncompleted flats. It remains to be seen how effective they will prove. However, in their interactions with the government, developers have always found ways to circumvent its moves. Being infinitely creative, they often lead the government by the nose. Therefore, the government must criminalize deceptive flats sales tactics to protect citizens' interests. Some time ago, Secretary for Transport and Housing, Eva Cheng, made surprise visits to show flats of two new developments. Yesterday, she announced three rules governing flat sales. First, show flats should not be with such fittings as to give prospective buyers wrong ideas about their sizes, and there should only be fittings and appliances that will be found in completed flats. Second, the exact locations of uncompleted flats must be clearly indicated in sales brochures. Third, developers must disclose connected transactions between them and their high-ranking employees. Developers would be required to identify the flats that have been sold and reveal the prices at which they have been sold in such transactions. To strike a proper balance between the public's right to know and privacy, the government has suggested that the connected persons need not be identified. Walls and doors have been removed in most show flats so that they may seem more spacious than they are. There may be lines and brief indications on the floor to show where those doors and walls would be. However, they may not help prospective buyers to visualize the completed flats with those doors and walls. Show flats should, as they are called such, be accurate samples of completed flats. Most show flats now give prospective buyers wrong ideas. This situation ought to be rectified, as it tarnishes developers' image and damages their reputation. Some dried seafood shops resort to misleading tactics. For example, the characters for units of weight, jin and liang, on the price tags may be extremely tiny. One taken in by a dried seafood shop may lose at most several $1,000s. However, a flat easily costs millions of dollars. In most cases, a citizen's home is the biggest investment he makes in his life. A home purchaser misled with the show flat may regret his loss for the rest of his life. Unscrupulous dried seafood shops and market stalls that have supplied short weights may be punished under the Weights and Measures Ordinance. However, there is no legislation against unscrupulous flat sales tactics. Developers' profits are out of all proportion to their legal liability. That shows the government only dares to crack down on small businesses' unscrupulous practices. It does not dare to touch developers, which are financially powerful. Developers have come up with infinitely creative designs and sales tactics. For example, they haggled with the government for years about buildover area and saleable area. On the face of it, the question has been clarified. However, it is still not clear on what kind of area the per square foot prices of the flats in some developments are based. Many things that have happened in recent years show it is hardly effective in protecting flat owners' interests to rely solely on developers to police themselves. Therefore, the government should make deceptive flat sales tactics illegal by legislation. It may take some time to do so, but it is desirable. For only when there is such legislation will citizens' interest be adequately protected. Thank you for listening to this Main Pulse editorial brought to you by Wien Sly, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC PolyU.